It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
This is WWJ All Local.
Police in two cities are working to track down the source of racist flyers that were found scattered around several neighborhoods. WWJ's Charlie Langton is live with the latest on that investigation. Charlie.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it is an investigation going on right now in two cities, Dearborn Heights and in Melvindale. Allegedly, flyers from the KKK with a QR code that directs people to the Trinity White Knights there in Ohio. Now, many people, including groups from the CARE group, they say that this is... that this is hate speech, and a lot of people are saying that something should be done about it, especially when Jake Lane was just in Dearborn this week as well. Not sure if the two are related. Now, K-Man, he's from Detroit. He says he's got a different take on all this.
Honestly, I mean, real life, coming from a black man, it is free speech. It's hateful, most definitely, but they got the right to do it because I can say something totally different that they ain't going to like, and really, I honestly don't care what they're posting anyway.
All right. So far, no group has actually claimed responsibility for these flyers allegedly from the KKK. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
A Warren man who works with kids, is in jail after investigators say they found sexually explicit videos involving minors on his cell phone.
37-year-old Mark Shero was arraigned on multiple felonies, including 5 counts of child sexually abusive material. He's a teacher in the Warren Consolidated School District. The Macomb County Prosecutor's Office says these charges stem from a search of his phone in connection with a separate criminal sexual conduct charge out of Houghton Lake. LSD and methamphetamine were also found inside his home. Details of the first case in Houghton Lake were not released, and Shero's being held on a $1 million bond. Administration officials with Warren Consolidated said Shero was already on leave before these most recent charges. They say they're fully cooperating with authorities. Taylor Dietz, WWJ News Radio 950.
A young man has been charged in connection with a hit and run involving an e-bike in Detroit. 22-year-old Richard Hawkins has been charged with failure to stop at the scene of a crash. Prosecutors say a 27-year-old woman was riding an electric scooter through the intersection of Lyndhurst and Westphalia when Hawkins hit her with his car before driving off. Hawkins' car didn't have a license plate, so officers turned to the community to find him. Receiving several tips, Hawkins turned himself in. Money from Michigan's marijuana tax will soon be used to fix the roads. WWJ's Luke Sloan is joining us live with more. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Chris. The 2027 road budgets being finalized across Michigan mark the first time that local municipalities can use some extra money generated from the state's 24% wholesale tax on marijuana. Craig Bryson of the Road Commission for Oakland County says they're working with a 35% increase in state funding, and that means they'll be fixing more roads this summer.
We can start to look now not just at, you know, maintaining and repairing the roads that are in most dire need, but getting to those proactively before they get to that point, improving the surface condition, improving safety at intersections.
The Road Commission for Oakland County will officially present its 2027 budget this afternoon, which includes $33 million of work slated for 12 Mile from Beck to Dixon in Novi and Wixom. Other big projects include 10 Mile from Losser to Evergreen and Southfield Road from Lincoln to 11 Mile. Reporting live, Luke Sloan, WWJ News Radio 950.
It'll be another weekend full of road construction. In southwest Detroit, southbound I-75 will close today from Springwells to Schaefer over the Rouge River Bridge. MDOT will be continuing their bridge maintenance. The highway must close a day early due to several weather delays. The highway will close at 9 p.m. tonight until 5 a.m. Monday. The ramp will close 3 hours earlier, including the Gordie Howe International Bridge ramp and Ambassador Bridge ramp to southbound I-75. For the first time since 2021, officials at the Michigan Health Department are confirming a human case of the virus known as Triple E.
The person who tested positive is a resident of Roscommon County, which is located in northern Michigan, but no other information about the patient is being released. The virus is transmitted through mosquito bites. And the health department's Dr. Mary Grace Stolberski outlines the possible symptoms to look for if you've been bitten.
Well, initially, they're very nonspecific, and they would include symptoms like fever, headache, chills, and nausea. However, in some cases, the symptoms would progress to more serious neurologic ones that would include things like disorientation, seizures, and even a coma.
Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
Canada and the United States have moved closer to finalizing a trade agreement that would avert threatened 50% U.S. tariffs. A senior Canadian official calls the emerging terms a very good deal for Canada, while cautioning that negotiations are not done yet. President Trump says the agreement was very fair to both sides and predicts U.S. farmers and manufacturers will benefit. The tariffs on about $20 billion worth of Canadian imports have been postponed until 12:01 a.m. on Saturday. And as the United States national debt climbs to over $40 trillion, many economists are warning this could have some major impacts on even the average American consumer.
You can think of our national debt like your own credit card. When you spend and you can't pay for it, those interest payments, they surge. And that is exactly what is happening right now. The U.S. is paying more than $1 trillion just in interest on that debt. That is more than what we spend on things like Medicare, veterans benefits, and defense.
ABC correspondent Rebecca Jarvis. Some positive news after a challenging year for businesses in Michigan. The Michigan Retailers Association said July saw positive sales after a slow start to the year. Less money was spent at businesses in July compared to June, but sales are still higher than this time last year. Over half of retailers noted the increase month to month. Retailers are also reporting having their sales impacted from the wildfire smoke. The association called this a strong report with promotion, sales, hiring, and inventory on the rise.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Trade missions are trying to link up Michigan businesses with new opportunities in countries they may not be thinking of. A delegation from the MENA American Chamber of Commerce just returned from Serbia, where they discussed trade relations between them and the U.S. Faye Nemer is the founder and CEO of the organization.
What makes Serbia particularly interesting, considering other trade missions that we've been on, is that it sits at the intersection of Europe, the Middle East, and major international trade corridors. And there's growing momentum in the U.S. and Serbia economic relationship that businesses here in Michigan should be paying attention to.
Nemer is also planning to travel to countries such as the UAE and Saudi Arabia soon in order to continue building business bridges. It's something millions of people listen to every day. Today, WWJ celebrates National Radio Day. It's extra special for us here at WWJ because it was August 20th, 1920, when WWJ first went on the air as 8MK and was operated by the Detroit News.
August 20th, 1920. 8MK, operated by the Detroit News, and soon to become WWJ, went on the air with regularly scheduled programs of concert music and popular tunes.
We've been delivering news and information and entertainment to you for a very long time. We thank you for listening. We also have evolved with technology. You can listen to us anywhere in the United States on the Odyssey app and follow the top stories of the day on our website and social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube, and TikTok. Who would have thought all those years ago? The president and CEO of the National Association of Broadcasters says every day radio informs, entertains, and brings people together while providing a trusted lifeline when emergencies strike. It's great to be here, everybody. The track is nearly ready for this weekend's IndyCar Freedom 250 Grand Prix in Washington, D.C. Drivers will speed past some of the most recognizable landmarks down Pennsylvania Avenue and around both the Smithsonian and National Archives. Some are excited for the big event, while others, like Karen from Montana, aren't so much.
I think it's kind of a tacky way to celebrate our country's history and our 250th anniversary. There's many more ways that could do that in a more patriotic, celebratory way.
Many of the same organizers that worked to put on the Detroit Grand Prix here are in D.C. helping to organize the event. Farmington Hills will celebrate a hometown Olympian who brought home a gold medal. Suburban Ice Farmington Hills will be hosting a Megan Keller Day, honoring the alum who scored the overtime game winner in the gold medal game in the Olympics this winter. True Pizza, the Burger Spot food truck, and Kona Ice will be serving food from 4 to 8 p.m., and Keller will be there taking pictures with her fans. When people think of after-school programs, maybe too often they imagine little more than babysitting children. A WWJ's Tracy McCaskill explores why that could not be any further from the truth.
After-school programs, also known as out-of-school time OST programs, provide invaluable resources that prevent adverse outcomes, improve academic achievement, school engagement, and attendance. Letitia McCree is Senior Vice President of Communications and Marketing for YMCA of Metro Detroit, and she expounds on the benefits of after-school programs.
Actually, they have a study on this survey by a Dr. Deborah Vander from the University of California, and they talk about that after school is not just keeping kids safe. No, it makes them better adults. They're more productive. They had a better job, and they served their community. Research that they studied kids for over 20 years and found that when kids participate in structured after school, they're just better.
YMCA of Metro Detroit does offer extensive after school initiatives.
We partner with many school districts. Instead of having a latchkey program, the YMCA provides services including homework assistance. Also, we have a behavioral specialist on staff that helps us deal with the different challenges children may have after school.
Learn more at ymcadetroit.org. Tracy McCaskill, WWJ News Radio, 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.